Today's shiur is not specific to this week's parsha. As you're going to see, it really spans a number of psukim. It really spans a number of parshiot. I'm sorry. This week's parsha really spans a number of parshiot, and I really would like, to the best of my ability, to explore the life and the resume of Yitzchak. And in order to do that, we have to kind of look at Yitzchak and his life from the big picture. So we're going to span a number of parshiot, past, present, and future. Yitzchak's life can be defined or summarized into six chapters. I don't mean prakim, I mean six chapters of his life. Number one, his birth. And this is in Perek Chaf Aleph of Parshat Vayera. He was born. That's part of his life. Number two, also Parshat Vayera. We just learned about this last Shabbos. Akedat Yitzchak. That's in Bereshit Chafbet. Both of those are in Parshat Vayera. So far, two aspects, or I should say two chapters, in Yitzchak's life. Three. This week's Parsha. By the time we get towards the end of the sixth Aliyah, the end of Perek Chav Dalet, we have Yitzchak getting married. That is part or chapter three of his life. And then we're going to fast forward to next week. We have two more episodes in his life. That is, in Perek Chavav of Breishit, everything that happened to Yitzchak in Eretz Plishtim. With me so far? Born, Akedat Yitzchak, married, everything he does in Eretz Plishtim. We're going to come back to that a little bit more in detail. We, of course, have at the end of Parshat Toldot, in Parshat Toldot, Perek Chav Zayin, the brachot that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov / Esav. That's the fifth part of his life, fifth thing we know about his life. You with me? And number six is his death. It's all the way in Parshat Vayishlach Lamed Hei. In Vayishlach Lamed Hei, Yitzchak dies. So we have six episodes in his life. And that's his whole life. And we always talk about Yitzchak Avinu, you know, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We daven mentioning their names. We talk about the three avot. But just for 2 minutes, I just want to explore a difficult, very, very broad question. Nothing in Yitzchak's life, nothing. Is there anything that would indicate that he deserves to be one of the avot? Was he a great person? A great person. But when you think of Avraham, when you think of Yaakov, when you think of the Imahot, and the things that they accomplished, compared to the six things we just mentioned, It's beautiful, but it doesn't seem to stand out. Let me explain what I mean. Everything that happens in Yitzchak's life, he is either passive, somebody else does it to him, or he is unoriginal. So take a look, let's go back one by one. The birth, nothing that I'm aware of that he had anything to do with. Akedat Yitzchak is a very special thing, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful thing, but it's one of the nisyonot of Avraham, it's not one of the nisyonot of Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, how would you translate Akedat Yitzchak into English? Yeah, the binding of Isaac. The Gemara tells us that Yitzchak told Avraham, tie me up so I don't move when you try to shech me. That's a real act of righteousness. But it's a real act of passivity. It was Avraham that had to lift the knife and kill his son. Those of you who were on that WhatsApp group I was talking about, you know, we remember that Dvar Torah about how it's harder to live as a Jew than to die as a Jew. A lot of people have died. Rachman al-Islam, we should not be tested like that. But it was Avraham who had to kill his son and then go back the next morning and put on tefillin and daven. and give tzedakah and welcome people to his home and smile and be nice to strangers after he killed his son the night before. And live as a Jew and share Hashem's, that's harder than what Yitzchak had to do, according to that Dvar Torah that I was mentioning. Anyway, so that's also an act of passivity. It's an act of greatness, but it's an act of passivity, and I'm not sure that would give us the threshold of being one of the Avot. In Eretz Plishtim, I'm going to come back to in a moment. That's going to be the top of the page. The Bracha to Esav. Everything in that episode, we're going to learn about it next week. Everything in that episode is other people acting on him. According to the Pshat, his wife is pulling something over on him. Yaakov is an accessory. But Yitzchak is a pawn. He's not the actor, right? And of course, the last thing is his death. He had nothing to do with that either. So let's go for a moment, though, because everything except for Eretz Plishtim is passive. But Eretz Plishtim, take a look at your top of your source, top of your page, from Parshat Toldot. This is an Eretz Plishtim. Vayashav Yitzchak vayachporet be'erot hamayim asher chafru bimei Avraham aviv vayisatmum plishtim acharimot Avraham vayikra lahen shemot kashemot asher kara lahen aviv. The one active thing that he does is completely unoriginal. He digs. He couldn't find his own well. He couldn't. Or when he undigs the wells that his father dug, what did he call them? His father's, he couldn't call them Trump wells or something like that. I mean, put your name on a building, it's you. It's not your father, it's you. No, Yitzchak doesn't do that. It's a really tough question. What makes him great? So much so, take a look at the next source down. The Rashi tells us, in the beginning of Parashat Toldot, Ve'eile Toldot Avraham ben Yitzchak, Avraham who lead at Yitzchak, Rashi says, Al Yedei Shekatav HaKatuv Yitzchak ben Avraham, Huzkak, this is the next source down, Huzkak, Lomar Avraham who lead at Yitzchak, Lefi Shehayu Leitzanei Hador Omri Me'avi Melech Nitabra Sara, Shehare Kama Shanim Shatayim Avraham, Velo Nitabra Heimenu, Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tsar Klaster Panav Shel, it's underlined, Tsar Klaster Panav Shel Yitzchak Domela Avraham, and everybody knew Avraham Holid Yitzchak. There was a little problem, not for now. Look in some of the Mefarshim on Rashi. It sounds like the jokers of the generation. These are not jokers, there's the Rishayim who are saying terrible things about Sarah, right? But, okay, he calls them Leitzanim, it's a different Dvar Torah. Anyway, they didn't know who the father was. So not only was Yitzchak not an actor, he was passive. Not only was he unoriginal, he looked exactly like his father. That's hard to live in a life like that. So the question again we have to ask is, what makes Yitzchak special? And I want to share with you an idea which I think is really, really special, and I think it's unique. Here we go. Perhaps the answer is found in a very important and pretty rare statement on the next source down. It's in it's based on Vayera. I know we passed Vayera. It's just before Hashem is about to destroy Avraham. Says the following. Vashem Amar. I'm in Parshat Vayera, the third source down, Perek Yirchet. I think that the answer might be found in this idea, and we're going to expand upon it. V'Hashem Amar HaMechaseh Ani Me'Avraham Asher Ani Oseh. I'm going to go destroy stone. I can't hide that. Why not? V'Avraham Hayo Yihyeh L'Goy Gadol V'Atzum V'Nivrchu Vo Kol Goyei Ha'aretz Ki Yedativ L'Man Asher Yitzavet Banav V'et Beito Acharav V'Shamru Derech Hashem La'asot Tzedaka U'Mishpat Leman Havi Hashem Al Avraham Eit Asher Diber Alav. If I had written the Torah, I would have said, Hashem said, how can I hide the goings-on in Sodom from Avraham? Avraham's a tzaddik. Avraham has followed me through thick and thin. Avraham had jumped into a fiery furnace for me. He left his home. He's going to go through 10 tests. This is what you say? I must tell Avraham, because he's going to be the father of a great nation. And not only that, ki yedativ leman asher tzavet banav et beto acharav, because he's going to teach his offspring, about me, God, about everything that I am and everything that I do. That's the reason why I got to tell Avraham. The Gemara says something very similar. Take a look at the next pasuk. This is already in the Akedah. Everyone with me so far? Vayomer kach nat bincha yichidcha asher ahavta et Yitzchak velech lecha el eretz hamoria v'ha'aleyu sham le'ola al achad ha'arim asher omar elecha. This is the tzivui. You're going to kill your son, and you're going to go to where I ask you. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Vayomer kach na et bincha? Na is an ancient Hebrew word. We don't use it today anymore. Na means? Please. Rashi says, Ein na ela lashon bakasha. Amar lo, bivakasha mimcha. Amod li bazeha nisayon. Shelo yomru harishonot. Lo haya bahen mamash. This is an incredible Rashi. We're going to read the Gemara that it's based on in a second. Hashem is, I'm adding the word begging, but maybe we'll just say requesting Avram, please, please do this. Because you've had nine tests, according to most Rishonim, at least the Rashi and the Ramban, you've had nine tests before, and if you don't do this, then we're going to look back and say, the others, they weren't really. When it really came pushed up to come to shove, he really couldn't do it. So we've got Avraham being told about Sodom for one reason, because of his offspring. And he's being asked by God, do the Akedah, please. Because I don't want anyone to say anything bad about the last nine tests. The Gemara, I'll read the Gemara really quickly. Rashi is based on a Gemara. The Gemara is Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Terem and Bet. Vayomer kach nat bincha, Amar Bishim Bar Abba, Ein na ela lashon bakasha. That's what Rashi just quoted, but he didn't quote the Gemara that quotes a mashal. Mashal lemelech basar v'adam she'amdu alav milchamot harbe. A king that was a battle-tested king. V'hayalo gibor echad, unzachan. And there was one warrior that had won a lot of battles for this king. The MVW, the most valuable warrior that this king had. Liyamim, amda alav milchama chazaka. At some point, the warrior went to retire, and the king is still having wars, and here's a really tough battle. Amar lo, says the king back to the warrior. I'm on the third line. Bevakasha mimcha amod li bemilchama zu. I need you, please, come out of retirement. Please help me. Why? Shelo yomru rishonot ein behen mamash. That was what the mashal that Rashi didn't quote. Afa kadosh baruch hu amar li Avraham nisiticha bekama nisyonot. I've tested you a lot. Ve'amadta bekulan. Achshav amod li benisayon ze. Shelo yomru ein mamash barishonim. We have to ask, both on the mashal and the nimshal. Think about, I don't know, Michael Jordan, a bad basketball player. He's pretty good, right? He's about 55 years old now. So if the Chicago Bulls were not playing well, that's an American basketball team. If the Chicago Bulls were not playing well, would you be able to call up Michael Jordan and say, Michael, we need you, Michael. My daughter has a friend whose name is Michael Yarden. Isn't that funny? Really, that's her real name. Isn't that funny? Michael, please come back and win the championship for us, because if you don't, people will say, oh, you never really won championships before. What are you talking about? I was amazing back then. It's time to move on to somebody else. Really? If Avraham said, no, thank you, God. No, thank you. I can't shecht my son, but the other nine is still... Why would I erase all the nine? You hear the question? Mm-hmm. The warrior, if you don't come back, it's nothing? Who says it's nothing? Who says it's nothing? Up until now, you succeeded. So maybe you can say it's the hardest one. So if you can't do the hardest one, yeah, but I can't do the hardest one, but I could do the other ones. Okay. I think that what we just read, the psukim and the rashis and the gemara... I think the answer is as follows. This answer is not said by me, though I am expanding and standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, Shlita. Rabbi Steinsaltz says the following idea. Everything we said until now points exactly to Yitzchak's greatness. What does that mean? The role of Yitzchak can be defined in the pasuk we read in the beginning of next week's parsha, Ve'eile toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holid et Yitzchak. That pasuk doesn't make sense. Rashi explained it, but Ve'eile toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, I should tell you the story of Yitzchak. Or I should tell you the children of Yitzchak. I should tell you the life story of Yitzchak. Ve'eile toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham. Okay. Get some popcorn. Let's hear everything you know about Yitzchak. I'll tell you what I know. Four words. Avraham holid et Yitzchak. That's Yitzchak's greatness. Being born, absolutely that. Says Rabbi Steinsaltz, the role of Yitzchak was exactly to be passive. It was not to be active. The role of Yitzchak was to be acted upon and not to act on his own. Yitzchak, in his sleep, could have been an Avraham if he wanted to. To blaze his own trails, to make his own name, to put his own name on the wells or any buildings that he built, absolutely. But now I ask you, 2016, do a Wikipedia search on the Jewish people. I'll tell you what the Wikipedia page would say if Yitzchak was his own person, so to speak, was his own leader, was his own actor, was not passive but active. This is what the Wikipedia page would be. It would be very short. There was a tribe, you know, 4,000 years ago, 4,500 years ago, and they started this idea called monotheism, and then Abraham, he was a trailblazer, and his son was a different trailblazer, and he set his own course. And he had a son, Jacob. You know, Wikipedia doesn't say Yaakov. Jacob. And everybody went in their own path, and it was a really nice idea, but it fizzled before it began. In other words, says Rabbi Steinsaltz, Yitzchak, greatness is knowing how to follow, is knowing how to let somebody else lead, is knowing how to let somebody else have the limelight. Because if you're going to make your own path, you're going to have your path, and you're going to have your own path, and everyone's going to have their own path, and how could you have a movement? We talked about basketball before. If every single person who got the ball tried to shoot, never passed, and never dribbled, and never moved the ball around, you'd win probably zero games, and probably get zero baskets. But I have to know, that's why we count. When my kids are on, a couple kids are on basketball teams, when they have a game, and if I'm not there, I come back, the first question I ask is, how many assists did you get? It's a little bit of a shtick now, but assist is assisting somebody else. Yitzchak was the assists king of the history of the Jewish people. He knew how to follow. He knew how to solidify. Avraham is a crazy idea. One God? What are you talking about? Show me him. Oh, you can't see him. What do you mean you can't see him? That's ridiculous. Until Yitzchak came along and solidified things. And that enabled Yaakov to be Yaakov. This midah of Yitzchak, of knowing how to follow, is his ultimate greatness, is holding himself back. As a matter of fact, everybody knows, what is the definitional midah of Avraham? Chesed. Chesed is getting out. I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to. I'm tired. I'm already. I took my shoes off. No, chesed is getting out and doing something. There's a person on the other side of the Beit Midrash, doesn't look so happy. I don't need to. No, I'm going to go out. What's Yitzchak's midah? Exactly, it's Gevura. What's Gevura? Ezehu Gibor? Hakovesh et Yitzro. It's holding back. Is it on there? It's on there?
No,
oh, okay. Ezehu Gibor? Hakovesh et Yitzro. It's holding back. Yitzchak was holding back. He could have done anything he wanted. I remember very clearly one of my responsibilities. I know I taught in Frisch for a lot of years, and one of my responsibilities was I oversaw some of the student activities, and there was a chesed club called a kahal. Oh, I cannot believe I forgot that. It's probably jet lag. I'm sure it's not old age. The kahal, it's gorgeous, beautiful, and I still remember, this is going back a decade and a half, if not more. And I remember two girls coming to my office and saying, we want to start a program. They were Russian immigrants. We want to start a program where we get slightly used or not used at all shoes, and we want to give them to immigrants. And I said, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. That's chill worthy. That's so nice. Let's talk to Kahal. And they go, well, we sort of wanted to start our own thing. We wanted to start our own thing. And I still remember, and I'm thinking about this idea. Yitzchak, it's very hard to say, guys, I have this idea, you run with it. And I'll do whatever you ask. But you're the one that's going to get the Chesed Award at the end of the year. You're the one that's going to make it onto the Chesed brochure. I just assist. That's incredible. That's an act of Gevura. And that actually refers us back to this week's Parsha. Take a look at the next source down. It's towards way end of Parshat of Perek Chaf Dalid in Parshat Chayisara, the end of the whole story of Yitzchak and Rivka getting married. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot Arev. And we all know the Gemara in Brachot. I'm not going to do it inside, but the next Gemara in Brachot, Daf Chav Vav Amud Bet, tells us that you know that Avram, I'm going out of order, Avram was Metakein Tfilat Shacharit. I'm going to skip. Yaakov was Metakein Tfilat Ma'ariv Vayifga Bamakom. A lot of ideas of why Vayifga, Pega, is also is a form of Tfilah. And Yitzchak, right here. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Many divrei Torah. I shared one in one of the classes today about why lasuach means to talk, but it also means vegetation. Why would tefillah be related to vegetation? Remind me afterwards if you want to hear a couple of ideas on that. But he instituted tefillat mincha. Avraham, first thing in the day, shachar, shacharit, boom! There's nothing you're allowed to do before you daven. You can't eat, you can't greet people before you daven, boom! Ma'ariv, depending on when you daven, especially this time of year, but theoretically, I could daven ma'ariv and go to sleep. But mincha, of course Yitzchak was metakein mincha. Mincha is the tefillah of gevura. I'm at a baseball game, I'm at work, I'm learning b'chavruta, stop! Go daven. Hold back on making money, hold back on your conversations, hold back on your learning Torah, gevura. Time to learn, time to daven. Hold back, of course, Yitzchak was mataking that, because that's his entire being was that. Take a look at the next source down. The next source down is exactly that. We're going to learn in the beginning of Parshat Toldot that Rivka couldn't have any children. Yitzchak and Rivka get married, they're very happy, but they couldn't have any children. And the Torah tells us in Bereshit, in Perek Chaf Hei, the beginning of Parshat Toldot, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, Lenochach Ashto Kiakarahi, Vayetar Lo Hashem, Vatahar Rivka Ishto. They both daven, and Rashi says, they both daven, but who does Hashem answer? Vayeater lo Hashem. And this Rashi, I remember, I was Zoche in ninth grade for the first time in my life to learn the whole Torah, you know, Washnai Mikra, first time, and I remember seeing this Rashi, and it bothered me. But I think this is the answer. What does the Rashi say? Vayeater lo Hashem. Hashem answered him, says Rashi, lo velo la. She'ein domel tfilat tzadik ben tzadik. Litfilat Sadiq ben Rasha. Lefikach lo velo la. This Rashi I couldn't get. Rivka came from nobody. From Rishayim. And she became Rivka Imenu. Don't you think Hashem should have listened to her before Yitzchak? Yitzchak was a Tzadik ben Tzadik. She was a Tzadik ben Rasha, Bat Rasha. So wouldn't you answer her first? That's all he says. So I thought this was the idea. I was Zoche, Baruch Hashem, to see this idea later in the Michtav Me'eliyahu Chelek Gimel. It's on these pages, page 124. But I think it's the same idea. Here's the difference. You know that, you know, when you're a Baal Tshuva, and by the way, we should all be Baal Tshuva, right? We should all be Baal Tshuva. There's a story of a boy walking in the street. He sees a Rebbe. Hi, what's your name? Hi, what's your name? And the Rebbe said, where are you learning? I think I told this to you before, Rosh Hashanah. But where are you learning? So the boy goes, oh, I'm learning in Eish HaTorah, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. And the Rebbe says, oh, no? Why not? Why aren't you? Why not? Aren't you? Or shouldn't you be? So we should all be Baal Tshuva. But Rivka came from nothing, and she was very excited to follow Avraham Avinu. You know what it's like? Those of you that have mothers or fathers in prominent roles in the community, whatever it is, you know that's not simple necessarily to do that. And to still follow, in this case, to follow your father and your mother, that's even harder. The Michtav Me'eliyahu says the same thing. That's even harder. Yitzchak, he could have done something else. There was an article. There's a Rabbi Waxman. Rabbi Waxman is my counterpart in The Boys. And his father-in-law is a person by the name of Rabbi Dr. Irving Levitz. And he published an article long ago. It's actually not in this journal. It's actually in this journal. And it's called Children of Rabbis. It's a beautiful article. It was a sociological study of the children of rabbis. And he found that children of rabbis have this like dual feeling, this ambivalence about being children of rabbis. On the one hand, you feel very lucky. You walk into a room, there's 500 people. Oh, Schwartz, are you Rabbi Schwartz's daughter? Boom, instant recognition, instant fame. On the other hand, you're Rabbi Schwartz's daughter. How could you act like that? Why are you acting like that? Everybody else is allowed to do that. When I was growing up, I had a boy in my class who was the son of the principal. And it was not the simplest thing in the world to be the son of the principal. Not the simplest thing in the world. Yitzchak is the son of the principal. He's the son of the world's principal. He's the son of the world's rabbi. And for him to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik, that's even much, 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 much harder. There is a yeshiva in Lublin called Yeshivas Chochmei Lublin. It was founded by Rav Meir Shapira of Lublin. He's also very well known for instituting or inventing... Say loud? You said it. Yeah, Daf Yomi, exactly. But he also founded this yeshiva, Yeshivas Chochmei Lublin, and many people who go to Poland get a chance to visit that yeshiva. And he... It was a new concept. Up until him, when you mention yeshiva, Yeshivat Shem Vaever, all the way up until the Yeshivat Chochmei Lublin, there's no dormitory. There's no three meals a day. You would have a day system. On Sundays, you would eat at the Rosenbergs, and on Mondays, you would eat at the Goldbergs, and on Tuesday, you eat at the Cones, and every week, and it was a good chesed for the family. Your yeshiva guy would come in, and Meir Shapiro said, we're not doing that. And we're having dormitory. He had a very, if you're learning Torah, you're supposed to be dignified and dressed properly, couldn't have spots on your shirt, etc., etc. Anyway, needed money. So he had to fundraise a lot. And there's a story of him that he brought in somebody for fundraising, and he showed him this Beit Midrash. There's 400 people, Givaldic, 400 people learning Torah. Today it's like a museum and a medical school, and people who go to Poland sometimes will sit in the chairs and mamish hear the Kol Shel Torah that used to be. Anyway, so he brings this person in, and they hear the beautiful learning Torah. It wasn't as nice as Shalvim for women, but it was still very, it was still mechubad on some level, and I'm just kidding, that was a joke. Anyway, this man's looking around. He goes, how many people are here? So Rav Meir Shapira said, there's 400 guys learning here. So the man said, 400? Do you need 400 rabbis? Does the world need 400 rabbis? And Rav Meir Shapira said, we are not training 400 rabbis. We are training one rabbi. And we're training 399 people to learn how to follow a rabbi. Isn't that amazing? To learn how to follow? That I don't necessarily know everything in the world? That somebody else may know more than me? That somebody else is going to get the glory, somebody else gets the touchdown, somebody else gets the picture in the brochure, that's Yitzchak Avinu. In short, and in sum, the greatness, according to this perspective, is learning how to follow. And in our world, it is complete, and especially after the elections we just experienced, in our world, it is really, really not well received. Would you go to a university, or would you go to a high school, or would you go to a seminary with on the brochure it said, come to University of so-and-so, we train you how to be a follower? You'd go, I want to be a leader. Well, guess what? There's 7 billion people in the world. There's not 7 billion leaders. There cannot be 7 billion leaders. You have to know how to take a back seat. And that's one of the greatnesses of Yitzchak, the act of Gevura. And it's not simple. And again, he had the ability to do whatever he wanted, but he chose to solidify everything that Avram had to offer. And so the bracha at the end of this sicha is knowing when to be an Avram. And you can be an Avram. There's not a single person in this room who cannot be an Avram or a Sarah. Impossible. Every single person has a certain trait of certain things to be a leader. It could be a leader of one. It could be a leader of 100. It could be a leader of 350 million. I don't know. But the bracha also is to learn how to be a Yitzchak, and to learn how to be a Rivka, to learn how to take a back seat and let somebody else have the limelight. Because if not, then that movement, so to speak, will never happen. That chesed will never happen. The religion will never take off the ground. B'derech HaTeva, Hashem can do whatever he wants. But B'derech HaTeva, it never would happen. So the bracha is to know that you can be an Avraham. The bracha is to know that you can be a Yitzchak. But the bracha also is to have the wisdom to know when you're the Avraham and when is the Yitzchak. We should be zocheh mitzvah Hashem to all of the above brachot. Have an amazing evening, everybody.